Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara Mare Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara Mare Toma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare Toma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare Patita pavana hetu tava avata Patita pavana hetu Tava avata Moshama patita prabhu napai beya Samapatita Prabhu Na Pai Beya Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa bala kano karo ami baro duki Kripa bala kano karo Ami baro dukhi Daya karo Sri Acharya Adaita Gosai Daya karo Sitapati Advaita Gosha Daya Karo Sita Pati Advaita Gosha Baba Kripa Balle Pai Soy tan anita. Tava kripa bale pai chaitanya nita. Ha ha swarup sanatana rupa raghuna. Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunath Bhatta Durga Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokanath Bhatta Yoga Sri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanath Daya Karo Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas Daya Karo Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas Rama Chandra Sangha Mage Narottama Das Rama Chandra Sangha Mage Narottama Das Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hey! Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Mishupad, Paramahamsa, Parivrajaka, Acharya, Ashtotarasara, Sri Srimad, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Jaya Mishupad, Paramahamsa, Parivrajaka, Acharya, Ashtotarasara, Sri Srimad, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaja Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Nama Acharya, Srila Haridasa Thakura ki jai. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Gaura Jayanti ki jai. Sri Gaura Vibhavatiti Mahotsav ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopagopiga Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan dham ki jai, Shri Mayapur Navari dham ki jai, Ganga mai ki jai, Yamuna mai ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulasi Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gaura. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Parishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirashchatya Desha Tarine Om Jnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktang Isham Ishavatar Kang Tat Prakashang Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakyam. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gauro Daye Pushpavanto Chitro Shando Tamonado Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Yadadvaitam Brahmo Panishadi Tadapyasya Tanubha Ya Atmantayami Purusha Iti So Syangsha Vibhavaha Shardaishvarya Purno Yaiha Sab Bhagavan Swayamyam Na Chaitanyat Krishna Jagati Paratattvam Paramiha Anarpita Chiring Chirat Karunya Avatirno Kalao Samapyatamanatajvala Rasa Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurutu Vasachinandanaha Radha Krishna Pranayavikriti Hladinir Shaktir Asmad Ekatmanav Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatauto Chaitanya Khyam Prakatam Yad Adhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naumi Krishna Swarupam Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Twishri Namaha Ajanu Lambita Buhujo Kanaka Vadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambharo Dvijavaro Yoga Dharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Vataro Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The kirtan we just sung is probably the best known within ISKCON, describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, sung by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. It's very simple Bengali. Well, there are one word is not a common word except in Vaishnav parlance, Avalokana. But the rest of it is easy. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karomar. Very easy to understand. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mostly referred to as Prabhu, the Master, the Supreme Lord. And in Chaitanya Bhagavad also, Prabhu Kahe Kahilam. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya. Chaitanya means, Srila Prabhupada gave a series of lectures which later became was transcribed, edited and made the introduction to first of all teachings of Lord Chaitanya and then later his rendition of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the first line of that is that Chaitanya means living force. And that is often identified also with consciousness, Chaitanya. So Krishna Chaitanya means Krishna consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Srila Prabhupada explained, is Krishna consciousness personified. Personified is an English term. It gives the idea of reification, to use a fancy word. But he is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna consciousness, Murtiman, the very form of Krishna consciousness. So Narottam Das is praying, and he's made this prayer that we can all also pray in the same way, that be merciful to me. This is the proper way to approach superiors, to ask for mercy. Toma bina ke doyalu jagat sangsari. In this material world, the world of birth and death, who is merciful except you? Or who is more merciful? Who is actually merciful, most merciful? That's discussed in another song that we'll sing also. Toma bina ke doyalu jagat sangsari. Patita Pavana Hetu. This name, Patita Pavana, is a well-known name. The purifier of the fallen. So, that's a name, but here it's being used as a noun, that for the sake of purifying the fallen, Tava Avata, you have come down. We have fallen down, we are Patita. And he is avatar, he's come down to pick us up. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar. We can't go up by ourselves. We need him to take us up. We need his mercy. Mo shama patita prabhu na paibaya. So if you're looking for fallen people, that's what you came down for. Narottam Das says, you won't find anyone more fallen than me. So, I'm ready for your mercy. He's praying like this. Then he prays to Lord Nityananda. Ha ha, Prabhu Nityananda. Nityananda means always blissful. So this is not the condition of the material world. The position of the material world is Nitya Nirananda, always without happiness. Or Nitya Dukhi, Nitya Dukham, always sorrow and suffering. So he's always blissful. How is that possible? By Premananda, the bliss of pure love of Krishna. So he's always blissful in the bliss of Krishna consciousness. So Narottam Das prays, Kripa Balokana Kuru, by giving your glance of mercy on me. Put your glance of mercy on me. Ami boro dukhi. I'm very unhappy, he says. Of course, Narottam Das is a great pure devotee of Krishna. But pure devotees of Krishna, they also feel that I am not a pure devotee. And they feel I'm very unhappy and material consciousness, and the whole attitude of pure devotion is one of dependence, praying for the mercy of the Supreme Lord and his devotees. The Daya Koro Sitapati, then again Narottam is begging for mercy from Sitapati. Sitapati is famous as Lord Ramachandra. Advaita Acharya, he is also known as Sitapati because his wife's name is also Sita. So Dayakara Sitapati, Advaita Gosai. Gosai means Goswami. So Advaita, who is the Lord of the Earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, God, taking the form of playing the role of a Brahmana, Guru, he's controller of his senses, or master of his senses. So Advaita Gosai, Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nita. It's very important that by his mercy, Advaita Acharya's mercy, by the strength of his mercy, we don't have any strength of our own even to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Nityananda. But by the strength of his mercy, we can get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. So, ha ha, Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunath, Shri Jiva Gopala Bhattadasa Raghunath. So, Rupa Raghunath, and what is it? Rupa Raghunath? Bhatta Yoga Sri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanath. So he's praying for the mercy of the Goswamis of Vrindavan, Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta, Dasa Raghunath, and Lokanath. Generally, the six mentioned, the six Goswamis. Actually, the first one who went there was Lokanath. He was sent there before any of the others. And so sometimes said seven Goswamis, sometimes eight Goswamis with Bhugarbha also. So they, the six Goswamis, and Narottanas is praying to, plus Lokanath Goswami, who's particularly his guru. They're all our gurus and his guru, but particularly his guru is Lokanath Goswami. He's praying for their mercy. And Doya Koro, Sri Acharya, Prabhu Srinivas. Srinivas Acharya was a contemporary and fellow student under Jiva Goswami of Narottam Das, so he's praying for his mercy. He's a great acharya. He doesn't think, well, he's just the same as me. We're both fellow students, but he recognizes that Srinivas Acharya is a great acharya. These three, Prabhu Trai. These three Prabhus, they're sometimes referred to as Prabhu Trai. Srinivas, Narottam, Shyamananda. They were students under Jiva Goswami, and then they were sent by him out of Vrindavan to preach the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal and Orissa and Assam. And Narottam's disciples went to Assam, Manipur, all these places. Doya Koro Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamadas. Ramachandra Kaviraj was a disciple of Srinivas Acharya, but he was a lifelong companion of Narottam after Narottam came back to Bengal. So he's always desiring, Narottam expresses that he's always desiring the association of Ramachandra Kaviraj. So Srila Prabhupada summarizes his commentary on this song by saying that the sum and substance of this song is that we should always pray for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his associates, and the superior acharyas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be understood not just alone. That's the first verse of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita states this. That Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktam Isham Ishavatarakam Tat Prakasham Sachak Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. Sangyakam means properly known. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is properly known along with his Sangopangastra Parshadam, his associates who are like his weapons. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes people ask, well, what is the evidence that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? It's somewhat hidden because he himself is taking the position of being a devotee and not being the Supreme Lord. But there is evidence in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Varanam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. That in the descriptions, in the description of the different ages, the different Yuga Dharmas for different ages, and the different Yuga Avatars for different ages, in the description of the Yuga Avatar for Kali Yuga, Karabhajana, I believe it is, says that in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Avatar is Krishna Varnam. So this can be understood in two main ways. That means that he's in the category of Krishna. Or it can also mean Krishna Varnam means that he's always chanting the name of Krishna. But his twisha, his bodily effulgence is a Krishna. Krishna, but a Krishna, not Krishna, not black. So that could mean red, green, blue, or any other color, but if you go to just the opposite of black, you come to golden. Then he's accompanied by his confidential associates, confidential associates, Upanga and Astra, his weapons. His weapon is his beauty. He doesn't call for the Sudarshan Chakra, rarely. So persons in this Kali Yuga are intelligent. Generally, they're not intelligent because Manda Su Manda Mati. Mostly people in Kali Yuga are stupid. But those who are intelligent, they will worship this avatar. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hisumedasaha. They will worship this avatar by the yagya of Sankirtan. Krishna Sankirtan. So, who is that? We say, this is the description of the Yuga avatar. Who is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was teaching Sanatana Goswami, all his teachings, which have come to us later, the Goswamis, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they put in writing all the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't write much. His penned works that we know of come to... Well, there are some verses which are said to have been in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we don't find any other source for. But specifically one work he made, one ashtakam, means eight verses only, which isn't much if you think that he had such a big philosophy and teaching. But he taught it to specifically to Rupa and Sanatan with the purpose that they would then nana shastra vichara naika nipano sadharma sangsthapako. They would very expertly study all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing this Shuddha Bhakti Dharma. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami in all the essence, and then later the Rupa Sanatana and others, the other six Goswamis, they, under the guidance of Rupa and Sanatana, they elaborated on all these points. So he was teaching in the Bhagavatam description of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching Sanatana Goswami the Bhagavatam description of the different avatars and different yuga avatars. And then Sanatana Goswami said, when he came to this point, Yagya Sankar, could you just clarify that? The yuga avatar, he's always chanting the name of Krishna, and he's not the color Krishna, but he establishes Yagya Sankirtan Yagya. So could you just say who that is? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't be too clever, let's go down to the next point. So he didn't want to say it. So it's obvious, it's Chaitanya. It's not this so-called Paramahamsa Ram Krishna, it's not the so-called Paramahamsa Nityananda, it's not Vallabhacharya, they also call him Mahaprabhu in his sampradaya. It's not Swami Narayan or you or me. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is to be properly known, the first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita says, by knowing him and his associates, who they all are. So in this song we sing some of the names of them. Actually there's so much to know, the philosophy and the different associates and different personalities. Then you have to read Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavata. It's good, you can read all these things. Traditionally, the system is that not everyone is a reader, but the brahmanas, they would be taught. So. And then they would, evenings would go past. Days, by discussing these things. People are working in the daytime and nighttime. Brahmana will sit and he'll explain this to the other people. And in the hot day also, when it's very hot in the afternoon, also, we also have recitation of Shastra. So the common people can have this. I saw once in a village in Bangladesh, I'm sure it's not, well, maybe, yeah, via ISKCON it's going on now, but otherwise the traditional, so just young man, Brahmana, he was in the, every evening he would read Chaitanya Charitamrita to the local village people who didn't read. And he would explain it point by point. Part, that's called part, Shastra. You read, and then from time to time you give some explanation, some short explanation, and you go on reading. And then you go read the whole book, then you start again, and you go on like that. And then the common people, they can also know who is Sanatana Goswami, who is Rupa Goswami, who is Haridas Thakur, all this they would learn. So, yeah, this morning I'd like to just sing some different bhajans and then we can discuss them, explain them. Just shortly after Mangalarti, that's the appropriate time, actually even earlier than that, because the Mangalarti is a bit later, at Arunadai, when the lightness begins, lightness of daytime begins. So at that time, that's described, we sung, that's Bhaktivinoda Thakur, an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is described in one song. He sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rising early in the morning, just at Arunadai. And just as Aruna is rising, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also rises. Mostly he doesn't sleep anyway, but just after the night's kirtan, you'll be having the all-night kirtan at Srivas Thakur's house. Then he may come back and just to satisfy his wife, and he'll lie down for a few minutes, and then he'll get up again. So there's no need to sleep. Now we are sleepy, but Krishna hardly sleeps. And that's for his pleasure also, that his cowherd boys will come and massage him. He's feeling very tired. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also in the afternoon, after taking lunch, he'll sleep a little time. That's yoga nidra. That's not the mode of ignorance, sleeping. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arises just as the Aruna is right. That means Aruna is coming. He's the driver of the chariot of the sun. So he comes first. And then the sun's rays or whatever. Aruna, he's also effulgent. So just when he is rising, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rising. The sun is rising in the east. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arises in the east. Where's the eastern point of the world? Well, you can say what's north and what's south, but what's the eastmost eastern point? How can you say? Because you can just keep on going round and round east. But the eastern point is Navadvip Dham. And then beyond that, it's Pandava Varjita Desh, that the East Bengal is considered inauspicious. Because the Pandavas, they never went there. And then you have the jungles of Burma. It's called Brahmadesh. And then you have Shamadesh, Siam, Thailand. So, but the eastern point begins where the sun rises in Bharatavarsha. That's the civilized part of the world. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rises in Navadvip Dham. Udila Arana Purabha Bhagi Dvijamani Gaura, the jewel, the pearl of the twice born. Dvijamani Gaura Amanija. He wakes up just as Aruna is rising, just before sunrise. And taking all the devotees with him, Vakata Shamaha Layasha, he goes to the nearby towns and villages. What does he do when he goes? Well, he chants Hare Krishna with Mridanga and Kartal. And Mridanga is making this sound. Ta-tong, ta-tong. You've heard that sound. Those are more expert Mridanga players. They can make that sound. Tatai, tatai, bajalo, kol. In Bengal, that word is there, Mridanga, but generally in Bengal, what we call Mridanga, Srila Prabhupada called it Mridanga, is generally called kol. Tatai tato bajalo kol. What's the next line? Ghana gadha tahe janja. Then the janja, these big wampas, it's called in English. But actually there's another kind also, like a big symbol. So it doesn't make that heavy sound so much. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is described, his golden form. Oh, there's one thing I forgot. Gaura, the name, if you see, it's written, his name is written Gaura. So his name is Gaura, but his nickname is Gaura. Just like Krishna's nickname. Well, said here you say Kanan. In Bengali they say Kanu. In Gujarati it's Kana, is it? Kana in Hindi also. Kanu. Kanu also. I think in Hindi Kanaya. So he has his name. So Gaura is a nickname of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his body shimmers, trembles in ecstasy as he dances. Prema dhala dhala, his golden form. And on his ankles, he has the bells on his ankles. So that makes some more... more blissful dancing. That's a common thing. Dancers, at least in India, dancers, they put bells on their feet, small bells. So as they dance, that makes a noise. And that's normally put on children's, young babies' feet also. So you can, they're crawling around the house and then you can hear where they are. So that's described about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a baby also. That the sound of the ankle bells was there. Shachi Mata, she told Jagannath Mishra, that he heard the sound of ankle bells tinkling, but he didn't have any on. Various strange things they described. Demigods were coming and praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they were surprised what's going on. So his golden form is shimmering in ecstasy as he dances. But he's not just dancing in ecstasy. He's preaching to the people also. Along with the Harinam, he's preaching to people in a very simple way. Not deep Vedanta philosophy, as he spoke later to Sarvabhauma Prakashananda, but very simple, that everyone can understand. He tells everyone, chant the holy names of Krishna. Fill up your mouth with the names Mukunda Madhava Jadava Hari. And then he says, you're simply uselessly living your life. At night you sleep, And then in the daytime, you're just performing activities to look after your body, to decorate your body. You're uselessly wasting your life. You've got this rare human form of life, so rare. But what are you doing? You don't take any, you're just wasting your time. You don't care for that at all. But if you don't take this opportunity now to worship Krishna, who is the son of Yashoda, then you will fall into ignominy, shameful position. Now the sun has risen, he's preaching to them. The sun is rising and setting. And you're busy. You say, oh, the day has come. Now we have to get busy. But why are you not busy? Why are you so lazy? You're so busy in worldly matters. Then why are you so lazy that you don't worship the Lord of your heart? You forget Him. You're busy worshiping. You think the Lord of your heart is your wife, but you're so busy working to satisfy the wife, but the real Lord of the heart is Krishna. So just try to understand this essential point. Life is temporary, and it's full of trouble. See, it's very simple preaching. Everyone can understand. Actually, in the Western countries, they can't understand this. They're suffering so much, but they think, no, life is great. It's wonderful. But at least in India, if we say this, people at least, they know this much philosophy still. It's a great advantage. So life is full of dangers and difficulties. So what to do? Take shelter of the holy name of Krishna. But do it very properly, not just taking shelter means you. It's not just whimsically chanting. Nama shrikari jatane tu. And you can go on with your work. Whatever you're doing, you do your work. We say, you're busy, all right, be busy. But don't forget Krishna. Don't forget to chant Hare Krishna. Don't forget to do this also. Then why chant the names? Because the holy name has descended for the very purpose and desire to uplift the jivas, to benefit the jivas. Jivara Kalana Shadana Kam Jagati Ash. This beautiful name of Krishna, very sweet name of Krishna, which in the darkness of ignorance, within the sky of the heart, this holy name is rising like the sun. It's very poetic language. The Upanishads describe that there's a sky in the heart. So the holy name is, it will arise in the heart and dissipate the darkness of ignorance. Just like the sun arises. Just at this time the sun is rising, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying this. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he ends this song with a plea to whoever will sing this song. He's asking us to drink the nectar of the holy name and in this way satisfy him, satisfy Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So how can we want to satisfy Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Drink the nectar of the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there's nothing to be had. There's nothing in the whole 14 worlds. People are busy doing this, trying to get that, looking for this, trying to achieve this, but there's nothing to be had but the holy name. So you can forget all your buildings, skyscraper buildings, and making it 1 meter higher than the other, the highest building in the world, and then someone will build another building 1 meter higher, and then someone will come along and build another one another meter higher, and they go on like this, on and on, wasting their life. Just sit down, chant Hare Krishna. That's all you have to do. Well, we have to preach also, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaches. He preaches also, same way, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Wake up! Wake up! Jiva, sleeping soul. Who said that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Gaura Chand, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, tells us that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us to wake up and scolding us. How much time are you going to sleep on the lap of the witch called Maya? Of course, Maya is a great pure devotee, but her effect is like a witch. She puts a spell on us by which we are acting against our own self-interest. What could be more inauspicious than that, to act against our own self-interest, to do something, not only to do something, but to dedicate our whole existence to acting in a manner that is bad for us. So only a person who's under a spell of a witch or spell of Maya, they will do that. When we come into this world, we come in the womb. The child in the womb is thinking that when I get born, I'll worship Krishna. But then we get born, and then we just forget all about it, and we remain in deep ignorance. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I have come down into this world to bring you. Who is your friend but me? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. I have brought you the medicine for destroying the influence of Maya. What is that? Harinama Mahamantra. So take it. But you have to beg for it. The mood has to be one of begging. Not that, oh, okay, Hare Krishna. But one has to, in a prayerful mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that. Ai nanda tanaja kinkarang patitang maang vishame bhavam buddhau kripayata papada pankajas titadhuli sadrisham vichanta. Praying that, oh, son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. But somehow or other I have fallen into this horrible situation in this material world. Please pick me up and place me as an atom in the dust of your lotus feet. So in this begging way, we have to take the medicine of the holy name from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Harinama Mahamantra, loud. Maya Nashi Baranage, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he's an acharya, he's not just telling, he's doing himself. I have fallen at the feet of the Supreme Lord. Bhaktivinoda Prabhu Charane Puriya, Shri Harinama Mantra. Yeah, I've taken that Harinama Mantra by begging. So he's setting the example like that. So, Hare Krishna, let's sing this Parama Karuna. You have all of these here. Yeah. Parama Karuna, Pahundu Ijana, Nitai Gaura Chandra. Please see the song. Did we get it in Tamil script? Yes? Of course, this will be sung with Bengali pronunciation. I don't, may come out a little differently with Tamil pronunciation. It's like, it's almost like a rasa bhas, isn't it? It's a different language, different culture, different mood. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came down here, and according to one devotee from South India, who later domiciled in Mayapur, one reason he came down here was to get some dosha and idli prasadam. He's the Supreme Lord. He likes to take prasadam. I guess people could use that as an excuse and say that now he's in Italy, they should give him pizza. Well, at least when he's in India, give him shukta shakadi bhaji and all these things. There is a song, actually, that Narottam Das made, but I have to look through the song book and find the Bhogarati of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like there is the one of... Well, he's also included in that. Bhaja bhakata vatsala shri gaura hari. But it's a description of Krishna's breakfast. Quite a good breakfast. Huh? He's the Supreme Lord. But there is a description by Narottam Das of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's taking prasadam, similar song. So anyway, now we're going to sing Parama Karuna Pahundvijana Nitai Gaura Chandra. Parama Karuna Pahundvijana Nitai Gaura Chandra. Parama Karuna Pahundu Vijana Nitai Gaura Chandra. Shabhavatar Shar Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Shabhavatar Shar Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Bhaja bhaja bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sujira Bishasa Kari. Bhaja bhaja bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sujira Bishasa Kari. Vishaya charya she roshe majiya mukhe bolo hari hari. Vishaya charya she roshe majiya mukhe bolo hari hari. Dekho re bhai tribhuvane nai mona dayala data. Dekho re bhai tribhuvane nai mona dayala data. Dekho re bhai. Poshu pokhi jhure Parshana Bidure Shunijara Guna Gatha. Pashu Pakhi Jure Parshana Bidure Shunijara Guna Gatha. Shongshare majiya rohile pariya shripade nahila aaj. Shongshare majiya rohile pariya shripade nahila aaj. Apana karama bhanjaye shamana kahaye lachana das.
Apana karama bhanjaye shamana
kahaye lachana das. Apana karama bhanjaye shamana kahaye lachana das. Parama karuna pondri jana nitai gaura chanda. Parama karuna pondri jana nitai gaura chanda. Nitai gaura chanda. Parama karuna pondri jana nitai gaura chanda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare. This is a song by Srila Lochan Das Thakur. He is one of the biographers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has written his description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the book that is known as Sri Chaitanya Mangal. So within that there are many descriptions such as this. This song describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda as the most merciful. Most merciful, that means all the avatars, Rama, Nrisimha, Varaha, Kurma, Vamana, so many, they come for the purpose of displaying mercy to their devotees and the non-devotees. Nrisimhadeva was merciful to Prahlad by killing Hiranyakashipu, and he was merciful to Hiranyakashipu by killing him. So, both ways, he's merciful to everyone. But most merciful is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Even more than Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, Paripurna. Of course, Bhagavan is always completely full, but he doesn't, in every avatar or manifestation of himself, he doesn't exhibit his full potency. So, Krishna, he is most merciful. There are so many descriptions of Krishna's mercy. He's so merciful that even demons like Putana, who have the most nasty agenda, killing children, and wanted to kill baby Krishna. So Krishna delivered her to the position of being a nurse, just like a mother. So who can be more merciful than Krishna? Well, Krishna, when he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's most merciful. He gives the highest thing, which is Brahmara Durlabha Prem. Prem, Vraja Prem. Prem, following in the footsteps of the associates of Vrindavan, he gives that to the highest possible benediction to the least qualified people. So you can't get more merciful than that. That the definition of mercy is that you do something good for others that they don't deserve it. If you think, now I'm going to chant 64 rounds a day and eat one handful of rice a day, every day only, and I'm going to learn all the Srimad Bhagavatam shlokas, and then Krishna will be forced to come down and bow down at my feet and give me prem. But no way, not like that. We do sadhana, but sadhana means to learn how to beg for mercy. We're chanting, what is that? Please engage me in your service. Not that, okay, now I'm chanting and you better come and dance before me pretty quick, Krishna. Not that attitude. So it's a humility. It's the cornerstone of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Genuine humility, not simply being polite. Politeness is a good quality, no doubt. But genuine humility is completely different from the politeness and consideration of this material world. If you think someone's very considerate, they're very compassionate, they give away free eggs to the school children, compassionate government, helping the children to have a good strong body and go to hell. They don't know that. They don't believe in hell, this government. So, to give the best possible help. The best possible help is what? Well, to get free from birth and death. That's a good start. To achieve the position of service to Krishna. That's a lot better still. But to have pure love of Krishna, following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, that is the topmost benediction. There's no going beyond that for the jiva. So who should that be given to? Well, the most qualified. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that to the least qualified. Therefore, he's most merciful. And Nityananda is assisting in that. So these two lords, Nitai and Gaurachandra, Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're the most merciful among all the avatars. Therefore, they're the best of all the avatars. And another point is, not only does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give the highest thing to the lowest people, but he gives it in a very joyful way also. It's not that, okay, you're so low and you need to be purified. Okay, so 100 strokes of the whip. We'll hang you upside down over a puddle of stool for as many lifetimes as you've forgotten Krishna. No, nothing like that. What does he say? Chant Hare Krishna, take Krishna prasadam, dance, serve the Vaishnavas. It's a very joyful path. Not that you have to atone for your sins. Or even that anyone else has to atone for your sins. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process is very joyful. It's not that that Jesus had to die for our sins. It's all the, and then you become the greatest Christian is one who dies being killed in the same way that Jesus was. That's considered the best thing a Christian can do, if he can make such a nuisance of himself that people kill him also. So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just chant Hare Krishna. Dance and be happy. Hear about Krishna. So, joyful process. So, what's next? What does he say next? Lochandas says, so worship Chaitanya and Nitai with firm faith. You can go on asking, well, why should I believe it? This, that, and you spend your... First of all, I have to understand everything fully and properly. Then only. And then you'll spend millions of lifetimes and you won't understand, because we can't understand Krishna by any process other than bhakti. So you may say, well, it's a catch. I have to understand with my intelligence. Yes, but it's intelligent, first of all, to accept that there is a supreme being who we should submit to. So do that. You may not understand everything. You never will understand everything. The very attempt or the thought that I will understand everything disqualifies us from understanding anything. That is the situation in the material world. Maya Parita Jnana. They're so busy trying to understand everything that they can't understand anything. So, faith. Faith is required. It's not blind faith. It's not foolish faith. It's very good faith to accept that we are controlled. We're tiny little beings. We have very little ability to understand or know anything. When we eat, we don't even know how it's getting digested. I mean, you can study in biology class, but it's not like we say, okay, enzymes, get to work. It's going on without us knowing. So it's reasonable faith. It's very intelligent faith to accept that there is a supreme controller and to submit to him. So we should do so with great faith. And if we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, They didn't do anything bad for the world. It's all good. To be blissful and happy in love of Krishna is nothing but about, of course, materialistic people, they'll say it's bad, you see. See, all these young men, they could be engineers or doctors. They could be doing something useful for human society, and instead you have them singing Hare Krishna. So materialistic people, they can never appreciate. One has to look up above this world of birth and death and understand this place is not the place for our... We cannot actually get any benefit. If we think that we can benefit people in this world of birth and death, their whole proposition is foolish. It's just like people are being perpetually whipped and they have these ants biting on their feet and someone's punching them in the face and it's going on. And you say, okay, we want to help you. So instead of you being whipped with an iron chain, we'll whip you with a gold chain. But that's not helping. You may say, oh, I have a gold chain. You see, I'm more prestigious than the others who are being whipped with an iron chain. They only use a gold chain for me because I'm such an important person. But it's the same whip. Whether you're the some stray dog in the street, or you're the richest man in the world. I guess nowadays you have to say richest man or woman in the world. But you still have to suffer birth, death, old age and disease. So you may say, well, I'm very rich, I'm very wealthy, but we're suffering. So the real welfare is to get us out of this suffering and bring us to the position of actual happiness. So it's very good faith to believe in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. We can discuss, but no need to discuss on and on and on, hours, days, is there God, is there not God? And in the meantime, you have a heart attack and then you find out. Better find out before. So, Sudhira Bishwasakoi. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He's giving pure love of Krishna to the most, not only unqualified, but disqualified. I'm giving it by the very easy process of chanting Hare Krishna. So I say, what's the catch? There must be some catch, you see. It's just like if people, they say, free, we'll give you a free car. And you know, these are business people. There must be some catch. It's not, there's nothing, they're not just giving away free cars. There must be some catch. What are they trying to get out of us? So what's the catch? The catch is you have to give up sense gratification. That's a requirement. But it's not actually a catch. It's not that it's something bad for us. It's actually in our great self-interest to give up sense gratification, because sense gratification is anyway, we're talking about being whipped, but we're whipping ourselves. Because the more we try to enjoy sense gratification, then the more we suffer. So to give up sense gratification, materialistic people think, well, that's horrible, but actually it's very, very good. It's very, very beneficial for us. So Bishoyacharya, we have to give up sense gratification. That's the one condition. One condition is we have to give up the whole notion of trying to enjoy this material world. Notion means idea. The whole attitude of trying to enjoy this material world. Then, that prem ras, we can actually experience that. Krishna bhakti prema ras. We can experience that if we give up sense gratification. That is the great fault of the prakrita sahajiyas, the materialistic imitators, who they want Krishna prem, but they want sense gratification also. And they don't know the difference. And then what do they end up with? Sense gratification only. They don't get any prem whatsoever. They only get sense gratification. So they're cheating themselves and others. So one way that we can understand this Krishna consciousness movement is genuine is that there are rules. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. If we say that, well, after all, we are human beings. So, you know, if you eat meat and drink wine and have illicit sex and gamble, well, never mind. God will forgive you. God's very merciful. God is very merciful, that's true, but His mercy manifests by telling us to give up these things which bind us in material life. So we can know this Krishna consciousness movement is genuine in as much as the first way we can understand. I mean, that's not the whole aim and object of the Krishna consciousness movement is not to stop meat eating, gambling, intoxication, and illicit sex, but it is a necessary condition. If we are to come to the platform of pure Krishna consciousness, Krishna Chaitanya, we cannot have pure consciousness and contaminated consciousness. It's one or the other. As long as it's not completely pure, then it's contaminated. So, completely pure is required, and then we can taste that nectar of Krishna. Vishwayacharya, Shivashi Madhya, Mukhe Balo Hari Hari. Then chanting of Hare Krishna that will come automatically for one who has given up sense gratification with great faith worships Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda by the process of chanting the holy names. Then Lochandas Thakur says, just look and see. It's not something that we just made up. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they are the greatest dispensers of mercy in all the three worlds. What's the evidence of that? That in their presence, or even not in their presence, just by hearing about their glories, the birds and the beasts cry. They cry in ecstasy. And the stone melts. So these descriptions are there of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. So the devotees at that time, they saw that. So Lochan says that my position is so unfortunate because I'm still trying to enjoy this material world. And I didn't develop any real love or even desire for the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Lochandas says that because I didn't get any real taste or love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, therefore it's to be understood that I'm still bound up by the reactions of my sinful activities. So that's a warning to us. If we're not happy in Krishna consciousness, if we're thinking of material desires, then we're lost. We're not making progress. So, next we can sing, is that there? Jodi Gaur Na Hoy To. Ah, yes. Jodi Gaur Na Hoy To. This is a very famous song among traditional Vaishnavas in Bengal, written by another poet. There are many great poets in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So far we've sung songs by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Lochandas Thakur, and this song that we're about to sing is by Basu Ghosh. So many. You're wondering who that is? You're looking mystified. Sanjaya Mukunda Basu Ghoshadiga. He's a great singer, great kirtaniya, Basu Ghosh. Vasudev Ghosh, called for short Basu. He's a great kirtaniya in the kirtan parties of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he sung this song, which is very famous among traditional Vaishnavas in Bengal. Jodi gaur na hoito tobe ki hoito kemone dharitam de jodi jodi gaur na hoito tobe ki hoito emone dharitam de radhar mahima premarosa shima jagate janato ke radhar mahima prema rasa sima jagate janato ke madhur brinda bipina madhuri pravesha chaturisha madhur brinda bipina madhuri pravesha chaturisha karaj jubatir bhavera bhakati shakati haito ka Varaja Jubati Bhavera Bhakati Shakati Haitaka Gau Gau Punar Gurangera Guna Sharala Kariyama Gau Gau Punar Gurangera Guna Sharala Kariyama next line e bhava sagare e mana dayal na dekhi e ek jan
e bhava sagare e mana dayal na dekhi
e ek jan e bhava sagare e mana dayal na dekhi e ek jan Asura hiya Ami gorna baliya nagenu galiya Ke mane dhari mude Ami gauranga baliya nagenu galiya Ke mane dhari mude Basur hiya Pashana diya bidhi Ke mane gariya te
Basur hiya Pashana diya bidhi Ke mane gariya te
Pasurhya Pashana Diya Bidhi Kremane Gariyati. So Basukosh gives the theoretical question that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, what would have happened? How could we have lived? How could we have maintained our life in our body? So this feeling is love. That we cannot, Toma Bina Keya Chayama, we cannot live without you. We can't imagine life without you. There's no life without him. So, Jodi Gorna Hito Tobeka Kamara Dana Mande. Radhar Mohima. Yeah, what's so great about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What's the specialty that we're praising him in such a way that he has made known to the whole world the glories of Srimati Radharani, who is the ultimate limit of pure love for Krishna. So different people value different things. Some people they value, someone's got a lot of money, they think he's very valuable. Someone, he's a very important person. Someone thinks, this person is very knowledgeable and intelligent. So it's very important. Or this person is very beautiful. But we, as aspiring Vaishnavas, we see what is most valuable, who's got the most love. Is most valuable. Who's got the most love? Radha. She's got the most love. And actually, between Radha and Krishna, they also have the most wealth, the most knowledge, the most beauty. So, all the persons interested in lots of wealth, they should worship Krishna. All the persons interested in lots of strength, they should worship Krishna. All the persons interested in beauty, they should worship Krishna. That is the definition of Bhagavan. Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yasya shastriya jnana vairagya yoschaiva shannam bhaga itingana. That he who possesses in full all wealth, strength, fame, knowledge, beauty, and renunciation, that person is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the greatness of Vrindavan, of which centers around Radha and Krishna, is that everyone loves Krishna, but not because he's the most wealthy, strong, famous, knowledgeable, beautiful, or renounced. They don't worship him for any of those reasons whatsoever. And even if you tell them that actually Krishna is the most wealthy, famous, beautiful, knowledgeable, renounced, and all this. Beautiful, that we know. But they're not worshipping him for how much they can extract from him. Oh, it's a completely different mode. And the ultimate limit of that love for Krishna, just what's the reason? No reason. Why do you love him? Actually, you can say he's the most attractive in all respects. He's so playful and loving and kind. But then with the Vrajavasis, he's also unkind. But still they love. So that is inconceivable love. The word love is used on this mundane platform. We don't really know what it is. It's just a perverted reflection of actual love. And the ultimate limit is Radha. And the prem is one word, bhakti is one word, prem is an important word. And then there's also a very important word, rasa. You may say, well, why love? Why love Krishna? He leads you on and then he abandons you. He makes you think that he loves you, then he just abandons you. He has no good qualities whatsoever. He's just irresponsible, a liar, cheater. Then why do you love him at all? The gopis themselves ask them among themselves, why do we love Krishna? It's not a very intelligent proposition to love Krishna. Okay, they made a meeting. Okay, now we have decided we're not going to talk about Krishna, think about Krishna. We've had enough. Bas, finished. No more Krishna. So they made a decision. That's it, finished. No more Krishna. But they couldn't do it. It was impossible for them, even for a moment, not to think of Krishna. They might be thinking, I'm not going to think of Krishna. I'm not going to think of Krishna. I'm not going to think of Krishna. In this way, they were thinking of Krishna. So what's so valuable about that? When people say, when people come to the Krishna conscious movement, people say, don't go there. Don't start to worship Krishna. You spoil your life, you see. Then you won't want to be a wealthy, famous, have a good degree. You won't be interested in beautiful women. So don't spoil your life and go to Krishna. He'll just spoil everything. So why are people so foolish that even today, 5,000 years after Krishna left this world, they're still after Krishna? And throughout history, we've seen that he just spoils everyone's life. Whoever takes to Krishna consciousness, their life is completely spoiled. They leave everything. They have a nice family. They leave everything. They go to Vrindavan. They wander there with no food and nothing, no place to stay, nothing. And they're calling out for Krishna, and they never find Krishna. What's the point? The one point is their rasa. There's prema rasa. That's described about the sixth Goswami. Tyaktva turna mashesha mandala pati shrening sada tuchavat bhutva dina ganesha kokarunaya kopina kantashrit. They were also such foolish people that they were situated at the highest level of aristocratic society, fabulously wealthy, very, very wealthy, extremely rich, very respected, very powerful, and they just left it all to go and live in Vrindavan. You say, and it's more foolish people. And why would anyone do that? I mean, everyone in the world wants to be famous, respected, cultured, knowledgeable, powerful. They had it all. And they left it to live just with coping, not even civilized. They're just wearing some little torn cloth. And even people are writing songs about them, praising them. So what did they get? What was the madness that made that gopi bhava rasamritavati lahari kalola magnomo? Because although externally they appeared to be destitute, devoid of everything, but they were constantly riding on the waves of gopi bhava rasa. There's that word again, rasa. Rasa was the nectar of rasa. So, Radharani, prema rasa, she's the ultimate. She is Rasarani. Krishna is Rasaraj. She is Rasarani. She's the queen of rasa. So the king doesn't get any rasa in life without the queen, and the queen doesn't get any without the king. And they need their subjects also. Otherwise, what's the meaning of being a king and a queen? But in Vrindavan, there's actually more opulence than even in Vaikuntha, far more. But the residents of Vrindavan, they don't even hardly notice that, because they think their real opulence is the cows and the butter and the milk and the Yamuna water. This is our real opulence. But the specialty of Vrindavan is the rasa. And Radha, there's Krishna, he doesn't get any rasa without Radha. So there's so many descriptions of this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributed this. Otherwise, there's knowledge of this. Otherwise, people won't know. They won't know. Even taking the dust of the lotus feet of Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, and all the great Vaishnavacharyas on our head, we can say they didn't distribute. Not that they didn't know, but they didn't distribute. They had some work to do at that time. They didn't magnify the glories of Vrindavan and of Vrajeshwari, Radha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did that. Who else could have done it? He did it, and others who are empowered by him, they can do so. So what is that? What's the big thing about Vrindavan? Big palaces, big highways. There's no highways. They're the tracks. Krishna takes out the cows. So they're the tracks made by the innumerable cows and cowherd boys. But what is the wealth of Vrindavan? Madhura, it's very sweetness. Rasa means, there are different rasas, of course. It might seem to be quite bitter also, but ultimately rasa means should be sweet, sweetness. Sweetness is the essence. Yeah. What is that? Madhurja Bhagavata Shah. The essence of God's godness is not how powerful he is and how he can throw you into hell. That's not the essence of him being God. Actually, in the Christian religion, that's the main thing that that God does, isn't it? He throws most people into hell forever. That's their conception of God. But the Vaishnav conception is of proper understanding, we can say, is Madhurja Bhagavata Sa. Sweetness. The essence of his godness, of his being the supreme, is his sweetness. So, groves of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is very sweet, sweet groves. And then the best achievement or the most intelligent or the best thing we can ever do is just to enter into that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes that possible. Prabhesha Chaturish. And who's there? What's going on there? In the groves of Vrindavan. See, Vrindavan means a forest, so the cows are taken to graze in the forest, and it's all very... The cowherd boys, they know all the forest paths, they don't get lost. They know their way around. So it's all very... Then if you enter in, you can't get seen by the villagers, the people who stay back in the village. So Krishna, in the open space within the forest. Some open spaces there. It's called kunja. So Krishna and the gopis, they have pastimes, secret kunjas. How to get there? Because you and me, we don't know the forest. So to us, it just looks like a bunch of trees. But those who know the forest, they know, okay, go this way, turn left at this tree, go right, up ahead, another 100 meters, take a left, and you're in the kunj. And there are so many kunjas. So, in the kunjas, Krishna is having his person. Even the cowherd boys, they may not all know. And even all the gopis may not know. So, exactly which kunjas are there. And so, Madhura Brinda Bipina Madhuri Prabhu. Baraja Jubote Bhavera Bhakati Shakati Hoitoka. The gopis of Vrindavan, young girls, their bhava bhakti. Bhakti means with bhava. That's always there. Even in the Vaikuntha conception, it's awe and there's a feeling of awe and respect, but feeling is there also. It's not that they're just the residents of Vaikuntha are just some cut-out cardboard figures or robots who say, Salam Bhagavan. But they have feeling for him also, no doubt. But the Vrindavan Bhakti, that's called Bhava Bhakti, because it's Unatajvala Rasa. It's very thick feelings, very intense feelings. So who could explain that? Who could give that to the world? Who can even bear that? If you have very intense feelings, you might just die. Someone becomes very excited, they get a heart attack and die. Or someone becomes struck with grief and they just die. What did he die of? Died of disappointment. So intense feelings, the body can't hold it. You can just die out of ecstasy or disappointment or shock. So who had the strength to bear that and distribute it? Ganga came. Only Lord Shiva could hold on his head and again let her out for the benefit of the world. Not anyone. Indra couldn't do it. There's no question. Lord Shiva had the strength to do that. So who is this? Who has the strength to even bear that intensity of feeling and distribute it to others? That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in essence, it's being given. And then in more detail, we'll find it in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is a big work. But then again, it's just a sampling of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Only a sampling. There's a very important research project we have to do. I don't know if I'll see it in this lifetime, but there are so many manuscripts here and there. They may be in different libraries, forgotten in some old temple. We have to find them all. The different pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described in already many things are lost. Maybe in not only in Bengali, maybe a lot in Oriya also. The Oriya Gorya culture sounds a bit strange to say it like that. That's not been much researched or understood, because mostly it's just in verbal tradition. So you have to excavate that, and then we have to understand what's bona fide and what's not, because it's not that everyone who described Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was properly situated in Siddhantic understanding of him. There are some books which are rejected by our acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. There's a few books which are rejected. Some of them are translated and printed in via ISKCON in English and Russian and Croatian. So it's a good business. People like to hear pastimes, but not all the books are bona fide. So yeah, there's so many. Of course, the essence is there. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, and in the description and the philosophical understanding which comes in the works of the Goswamis, especially Shat Sandarbha, Laghu Bhagavatamrita, these works. So, Shokati Hoitoka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu alone had this. So, therefore, again and again, sing the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, making the mind very simple. Simple means not stupid, but again, it's the same as this word sharal in this simple in this context means the same thing that we just sung in the song of Lochandas, that Bishoya Charya Shri Roshe Moji. Sujira Bishasakari Bishoya Charya. These two things. With firm faith, giving up sense gratification. Then the mind is simple and clear, and we can hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without mixing up with our own desires. That's what I was saying. If we, even if we find old manuscripts describing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to see if this Siddhanta is correct, because people who have mundane desires and they're not trained in Krishna consciousness, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, and the abhilashita shunyam, to be free of any personal desire, they'll get all mixed up. And there are already, there are upper sampradayas in Orissa as well. Mixed up, mayavada, as usual, People think they're getting spiritual. Let's get spiritual. And they get all mayavadi. And even they see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they think, oh, such ecstasy that he, by the power of his bhakti, he must have merged into Krishna or something like that. All wrong ideas. So, Sharala Karyaman, Ebhava Shagare, in this world of birth and death, Shagar, actually, Shagar, the literal meaning of that word is with poison. Because it means, ocean means poison. So the ocean that got born, that halahal poison came with the ocean when it was produced. So with poison. So shagar. So this material world is it's with poison. We think it's very nice, but it's with poison. It's ocean of material existence, birth and death, 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 birth. If you cross the ocean, how far to go? Long way. Long way. So how far to go? How many births and deaths? You just don't know. It's just on and on. It's an ocean of birth and death. So who is the most merciful in all this ocean of birth and death? Mother Teresa? No. She's also in the ocean of birth and death. Not Mother Teresa. Not at all. Not even slightly. The word compassion is misplaced when it's put to such mundane welfare workers. So, Ebhava Shagare, Emana Doyala Nadek, there's no one who can compare to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No one can compare. Even the great Vaishnava Acharyas, we take the dust of their lotus feet on our head, we beg for their mercy. We know that they are, in all respects, worshipable by us. But still, we have to say that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, that is, there's no comparison. The mercy that he has given. And the process is very joyful also. Just recently I was with the Sudarshan Acharya, that Sri Vaishnav Jiya, and he said that, you see, in our sampradaya you have to do so many things, so many mantras, and Vedic mantras, then prabandhas, and yajnas, and so many things you have to do. And he said, he was actually talking about Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada just made it simple. Chant Hare Krishna. You get that? Then, Ami Gauranga Balia. I didn't, but I'm talking all these things, but I myself, I didn't have the name Gauranga come in my throat. Vasu Gaur says. So he says, how am I staying alive? And I'm not, I don't have any attachment for Chaitanya. How am I alive at all? He's criticizing himself. This is a standard Vaishnav theme, is self-criticism. We hear about, people ask, how can we have self-esteem? But the Vaishnav system is not self-esteem. Self-criticism, that is the symptom of a Vaishnava. So, it seems, he said, that Lord Brahma has fashioned me. He's made my heart out of stone because I have no feeling for Chaitanya. Obviously, he has full feeling. Otherwise, how could he make such nice songs? So many nice songs he's written about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh. shall I try and find it? I don't know. It took quite some time to find it. There's one very nice song in here. I don't think I can find it off. It's a little difficult to find.
I know.
There's one how he's described, short song, how he describes how baby Nimai is, he's playing with his mother. And he goes from behind and catches her sari. And then she's playing. Where's Nimai? I can't see him. I can't see him. Sound like that. Just that. That's all. Short song. And describes how he's, as a child, he's walking with the gait of a wagtail. There's one bird. I can't even remember the Bengali name. Bengali name wouldn't help you here anyway. There's a certain bird that walks and then its tail goes back and forward. That's why it's called in English a wagtail, because it's wagging its tail. So baby Nimai is walking like this. So very, very sweet, very nice. So definitely he's full of feeling like that. So what else shall we sing now? So now we've heard or discussed about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the highest nectar of Raja Prema. So some more consideration of that from Narottam Das, we can sing Gauranga Valite Habe Pulaka Sharir. If anyone wants to get up, take a stretch, drink a glass of water. Should we take a break for 10 minutes? No, you're not ready for that yet. All right, okay, let's go on. Because there's a great ocean of Gaurkatha. I was just saying great ocean. You don't know where the end is. I've got a long way to go, even to sing the few songs that I thought of singing now. So, we didn't reach the port yet. We're still in the middle of the ocean. Gauranga balite habe pulaka shari. Gauranga. Gauranga balite habe pulaka shari. Hari hari balite nai ane bhagini. Hari hari bolite nai ane bhagini. Ar kobe nitai chande karuna hoibe. Kobe nitai chande karuna hoibe. Sangsara bhasana mo kobe tuccha hobe. Sarabhasanamo kabe tuccha habe. Bishoya chariya kabe shudha habe man. Bishoya chariya kabe shudha habe man. Kabe hamaheribo she Vrindavan. Kabe hamaheribo she Vrindavan. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoi Beyakuti. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoi Beyakuti. Boshe Jogala Piriti Tabe Ham Buj Boshe Jogala Piriti. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mar Ash. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mar Ash. Pratana karaye shada narottamaga. Pratana karaye shada narottamaga. Gauranga balite hobe pulaka sharia hari hari balite nayane bobina. Narottam Das starts this song by describing the perfectional stage that is to be desired. That when we say Gauranga, when we say this name, then automatically the hairs of our body will stand on it in ecstasy. Hairs can stand. Any intense emotion, the hairs of the body can stand on it. Out of fear can also stand on it. But this is a standard, one of the ashta sattvic bhavas, one of the eight symptoms of advanced feelings, genuine feelings in devotional service, that the hairs of the body stand on them. So he's describing or aspiring for that day when saying the name Gauranga, the hairs of the body will stand on end, and by chanting the name Hari, that tears will flow from the eyes. So that is the perfectional state. Then he speaks about the mercy. When will we get the mercy of Nittai Chand, Nityananda Prabhu. And what will be, how does that mercy manifest? Well, the first manifestation is that one will be free from material desires. Or they may still be there, but you just consider them insignificant at the present time. Or in mundane consciousness, we are made of material desire. Our whole existence is just material desire. One desire after another, and then planning how to fulfill. It's just all that anyone in this material world ever does. And they have no conception that there is anything else apart from that. But the manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is that even though just as a matter of habit, the desires may manifest in the mind, but we don't consider them. Just it's just of no consequence whatsoever. That's all. Just like in a dream you might see something, you see it. In dream you can see all kinds of strange things. You might see an elephant jumping over this building in your dream. But then you wake up and you don't bother about it, unless you're one of those people who's into dream interpretation, and then you try and, what is the meaning of this? What is the meaning? The meaning is, sometime you thought of an elephant, sometime you thought of a building, and in the crazy dream it all got mixed up. That's all. The meaning is, you're not thinking of Krishna. So, you don't take it seriously. A dream. Just get up and you just forget about it. It's just not worth thinking of. It's nothing to take seriously. Or the child, little baby comes crying, I dropped my ball. But you're crying for no reason whatsoever. You don't take it seriously. You don't phone up the police and call the press and make an interview. My baby's crying because she dropped her ball and she couldn't reach it. It's nothing to take seriously. That's all. So when material is, I've got to be the biggest person. I've got to have money, more money, and everyone should recognize me. And the mercy of Nityananda is when we know such thoughts. Or if they're there at all, take it no more seriously than a child crying over something. Aranya Rodana. If you're in the village, you might hear the jackal calling out in the jungle. What is it? It's meaningless to you. Okay, there's a jackal calling out in the jungle, and there's nothing to say about it, nothing to do about it. It's just the jackal made a sound, and that's it. If you're talking with someone and you hear in the distance a jackal is calling out, you don't even say anything to the person. You don't even register it practically. Just you go on talking. Jackals call out at night, mostly. And one jackal's calling, and practically, you're not even conscious of it. So a material desire may still come as a habit, but it's just insignificant. So, he starts off talking in this song about the perfectional stage. So we like to hear about this. Generally, we don't like to hear about how we have to clean our heart by the process of sadhana. We like to hear about all the ecstasies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So yes, let us hear about the ecstasy. Let us, Sri Rashema, let us get into that nectar. But there's a little work we have to do, first of all, which is to come to that stage by our serious commitment in devotional service. which attracts the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then we'll be free of material desires. Kabe tu chanda. Ar kabe nitai chanda. Karuna hoibe. Shangshara bhashana mo kabe tu chahabe. Bishaya charya kabe. Again he mentions. Now he's going to talk about entrance into Vrindavan. And the other song we heard, the Madhura Brinda Bipina Madhuri Prabhesha Chaturi Sha, that entering into the groves of Vrindavan, that means entering into the groves of Vrindavan means in Vrindavan, not everyone is in the groves. That means Mother Yashoda, she's not going out to the groves. So Nanda Maharaj, he's not. So the gopi yuvati, Vraja yuvati, the gopi young, the loving relationship with Krishna and the gopis, that's the most essential of all. So entrance into that is the topmost. But wait a minute. Before you just start hopping and jumping and skipping and think I'm going to enter into the groves of Vrindavan, there's just one thing, which is to make this ocean of material desires insignificant. So that has to be considered. Bishoy Acharya Kabe should, then the mind can be pure. Then we can see Vrindavan. Otherwise, you can go to Vrindavan. You can take photos. Like mundane tourists, they go on a tour and they show their friends when they come back. Or maybe they do it nowadays on Facebook without even coming back. Well, they click it and send it. So I'm still in the old generation. So anyway, here's me at the Eiffel Tower in Paris. And here's me in Moscow in front of the Kremlin. And here's me out on the Big Ben, in front of the Big Ben in London. So he may go in the same way. Here's a photo of me in Keshi Ghat. Here's a photo of me at the in front of the Radharaman temple. And we have so many photos. So we may go to Vrindavan as a tourist, but you see, I saw Govardhan and I saw Yavat and I saw Nandagram and I saw this and so, but Narottamdas said, you didn't see anything. Unless, first of all, the mind is purified by being free of material desires. So then we can actually see Vrindavan. And if someone says, I saw Krishna performing Rasa Leela at night, it may be somewhat doubtful. And see, is their character free of material desire, including the desire to be honored as being a great devotee? Oh, he's a great devotee. He saw Rasa Leela at night. Who sing Rasa Leela at night, they don't talk about it. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Someone said, I went to Vrindavan and all these leelas. Then why did you come back? If you're absorbed in such rasa, then why did you come back? To your family affairs. So, then Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Tobe Ama Bujbo Se Jugala Piriti. The loving affairs of Radha and Krishna that is introduced to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but via the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Prabhupada translates this line that when I will be. Actually, it says, and the literal translation is that when I will be eager for the feet of Rupa and Raghunath, then I can understand the love between Radha and Krishna. But Prabhupada translates it that when we'll be eager to study the works of the six Goswamis, it's not some vague idea, just I'm attached to the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, but specifically, how do we contact Rupa and Raghunath? By their writings. So their works have given the entrance into that. But remember, first of all, the cleaning the heart business. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that. First, the heart has to be pure. Chito darpana marajanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the cleansing process, hard cleansing process. Chanting the holy names. Then, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mora Ash. Keeping my life's desire, my whole ambition, is to attain the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunatha. In this way, Narottam Das always is praying. It's not some whim that we will attain the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath. Just say, oh, Rupa Raghunath, okay, that's all right, that sounds like fun. Okay, let's press the button and have $2 worth of prem from Rupa and Raghunath. It's not like that. One whose whole consciousness is absorbed, one whose life's, their whole life's dedication, ambition, that's not exactly the right word, ambition, or what's another word? Aspiration, that's it. The whole life's aspiration is to attain the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath and serve Radha and Krishna. Then it's possible, but not in a very cheap way. So this song is very important for understanding how to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, another song by Narottam Das we can sing. Gaurangera Duti Pada Jara Dhana Shampada. You all got the song? Gaurangera Duti Pada Jara Dhana Sampada. Gaurangera Duti Pada Jara Dhana Sampada. Gaurangera Duti Pada Jara Dhana Sampada. Shri Jane Bhakti Rasa Sha. Shri Jane Bhakti Rasa Sha. Gaurangera Madhur Lila Jar Karne Praveshila. Gaurangera Madhur Lila Jar Karne Praveshila. Hridaya Nirmal Bhelota. Hridaya Nirmal Bhelota. Jai Gauranga Nam Lai Tar hoy premo joy. Jai Gauranger Nam Lai Tar hoy premo joy. Tare moi jai boli hari.
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 Sangha gunete jure nitya sila tare skure. Gauranga gunete jure nitya lila tare skure. Sejana bhakati adhikari Sejana bhakati adhikari Gaurangera shangi gane Nitya Siddha Kari Mane Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Kari Mane Sejai Brajendra Shuta Paj Sejai Brajendra Shuta Paj Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Deva Jane Chintamani Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Deva Jane Chintamani Tahai Braja Bhume Bhaj Tahai Braja Bhume Bhaj Gaura Prema Rasana Visheta Rangi Jeva Dube Gaura Prema Rasanade Shetarange Jeva Dube Shri Radha Madhavantaranga Shri Radha Madhavantaranga Shri Baba Nete Take Hagaranga Bale Dake Hey Baba Nete Take Hagaranga Bale Dake Narottama Mageta Sangha Narottama Mageta Sangha Narottama Mageta Sangha The lotus feet, the 2 feet of Gauranga. Gauranga means he has a golden body. So his feet are also golden. 2 golden feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who has made that his wealth? We want gold. What is our interest? What is the purpose of our life? We want gold. We want gold. We want Gauranga, a golden form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His lotus feet. Those who have made their wealth, the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such a person can know what is the essence of bhakti rasa. So this guy, Radha Krishna Prema, is my highest subject. Who has made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet their very wealth, their treasure. Such a person knows what is the very essence or the very concentrated bhakti ras. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leela, very sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sweet, we may say, well, there's no killing. There's no ripping Hiranyakashipu to pieces, no shooting Ravana, no clubbing on the head Rukmi. There's no such thing. So it's very sweet. But that's not really, because Krishna's did this, it's also very sweet. Dressing up right there. Demons coming, so he tightens his sash, sees his clothes arranged, because after all he's in front of the gopis and he's killing the demons. And then takes the keshi and puts his hand in his mouth and chokes him up. So it's also Krishna, there's pastimes, they're not at any point devoid of sweetness. It's not that. Well, now comes the not sweet part. Okay, we only want the sweet part. It's all sweet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, they're very sweet, but sweetness, when we're talking sweetness, it's not a matter of how much sugar you put. Even materially, some things may seem too sweet. Some preparations may seem too sweet. Not for you, not for Gujaratis. Nothing's too sweet for Gujarati, but it may be. Sugar becomes sweeter when you mix it with. If you just eat raw sugar, it's not as sweet as if you mix it in some water or milk, it becomes sweeter. Need some rasa. It's dry sweetness is not as sweet as liquid sweetness. So the sweetness comes. What's the sweetness? Well, surrender is the foundation. And the intensity of feeling. That's why shantarati. That's not where you're just appreciating Krishna, but not active service. Then it's not really considered bhakti at all. Bhakti begins with Dasya Bhav, and it gets sweeter up to this Shringa Rasa, Madhurati. So the essence, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leela is very sweet, is the intensity of surrender to Krishna, of giving oneself to Krishna. Atmanikshepa means just giving yourself to Krishna, throwing yourself at Krishna. No reservations. So with complete, ahaituki apratihata, from that comes sweetness. So one who hears the pastimes of, very sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart becomes clean of all the dirt. So, just discussing how we have to give up ideas of sense gratification. How we do that when our heart is filled with the pure sweetness. In this material world, we're looking for pleasure, but it's all poison. But if we, in the mode of goodness, that we, it's poison in the beginning and sweet at the end. In the mode of passion, it's sweet in the beginning and poisonous at the end. And in the mode of ignorance, it's just all poison. But in pure Krishna consciousness, it's sweet, sweet, sweet in the beginning, middle, and end. But you have to give up any thought of any mundane sweetness. So whoever takes the name of Gauranga, means says the name of Gauranga, then prem will arise in the heart of such a person. And the Rotan does congratulate such a person. Very good. Very nice. You've done well. It's very, very good that you have attained prem. Prem has arisen in your heart. So that comes by chanting the name Gauranga. Then, who cries upon hearing the, who cries in ecstasy when they hear about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, means the transcendental qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why do we want to hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? There's so many people who have come and gone in this world. Why do we want to hear about Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because by doing so, if we're actually devotees, then we will cry, feelings will come. He is Krishna Chaitanya, he is Krishna consciousness personified. So Krishna consciousness means feelings of exchange between Krishna and the devotee. So hearing about the qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are all centered around his love for Krishna on one side and love for the devotees on the other, then those who cry, what will happen to them? Then to such persons, the very pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and of Radha Krishna will manifest to such a person. Nitya Lila Tarisra. And such a person is eligible for actual bhakti. So, tears are the eligibility when we cry for Krishna. Not to be imitated, but that should naturally come if we're sincerely endeavoring in devotional service. So, whoever dunks themselves in or plunges themselves in into the waves of the nectar ocean of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prema rasa, such a person becomes a very intimate association, an inner intimate associate of Radha and Madhava. So to go to Radha and Krishna, we have to go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then what do you have to do that? Do you have to give up everything, give up your home, everything? No, if you're a grihastha, you can remain a grihastha. If you're a sannyasi, remain a sannyasi. But whatever situation you may be in, you chant the name Gauranga. And Narottam Das desires the association of such a person who's a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, in this area, South India, people, they don't know much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should ourselves become acquainted and acquaint others. We're waiting for Chaitanya Charitamrita to be translated and published. It'll take some time yet. In the meantime, that small book is there. Is it called Premavatar? Premavatar, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you can distribute that along with other books. Next we'll sing Shachi Tanayashtakam. Shachi is the mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tanaya means son. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Shachi Tanaya, the son of Shachi Mata. And this is an ashtakam, 8 prayers in praise of the son of Mother Shachi, namely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the translation is there. Someone wants to, we'll read the translation first. Someone wants to read that? Like to read that? Like to read that? Do we have another mic? No. Just wait till this. Okay, read loudly. Oh, maybe, actually maybe I should read. There's only one mic. I guess the Tamil translation isn't there. Someone has to translate it on the spot. I prostrate myself, pranamami. That word comes up in every line. I prostrate myself before the son of Mother Shachi, whose radiant lotus face and body shine with the splendor of molten gold. That refers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's radiant lotus face and body shining with the splendor of molten gold. It could be, from the way the sentence is constructed, it could be understood to mean Mother Shachi, her faces, like radiant lotus. But it refers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This transcendental body is the playground for the continuous expression of variegated moods and ecstatic symptoms that carry his consciousness to the realm where he is no longer aware of that transcendental body. By only a particle of his mercy he has delivered the three worlds. So this is a very, might seem like a strange description, inasmuch that by his ecstasy and love of Krishna, he's no longer aware of his body, but his body is completely spiritual. So what's the harm in forgetting it? We want to forget our body so that we can be fully absorbed in the spiritual, but why should Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forget his body? His body is fully spiritual. But that's out of absorption in Krishna. There's no harm if he remembers his body. It's very good. Even for Krishna to think of Krishna is good. Even he feels, oh, very nice. So, number two, it's the same refrain or last line at the end of every verse, but it's rendered a little differently here. I salute the son of Mother Shachi, whose heart is in a state of rapture. Rapture, do you know what that means? It means like ecstasy. It's another word for ecstasy. Transformed by feelings of intense love, in his pastime of loud roaring. Srimad Devi is famous for roaring. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also calls out very loudly in love of Krishna sometimes. In his pastime of loud roaring before the mischievous and malicious rascals, he removes all fear of the vast ocean of material existence by the effect of his unlimited compassion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes he became angry also upon devotees and non-devotees, or I should say upon non-devotees and upon devotees sometimes also. He would roar very loudly. He is wearing garments the color of the eastern sky during the dawn. So that means Aruna Basana. As it said here, Arunambara means the same thing. Cloth of a somewhat reddish color, like the Aruna means the, that also when we see the sun when he's just rising, from our perspective, looks reddish. And his lovely cheeks shine with the same radiance. The nails of his hands and feet have the same pleasing effect as the moon shining in the sky. What effect is that? Can you say? Cooling, yes. Nityapada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushita. That the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, they're more cooling than millions and millions of moons. So by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we become cooled off from the fire of material existence. His pleasure diversion consists of discussions and glorification of his own wonderful qualities and names. I offer my businesses to the son of Mother Shachi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his youth, he went through pastimes as a scholar. So he appeared to be like a scholar, and he was challenging others. Later, later he showed bhakti. It's a difficult way to say it. He's always full of bhakti, but in his youth he showed the pastimes of scholarship. So he would ask someone to make a proposition, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would defeat that proposition, and then again he'd defeat his own argument which he'd used to defeat that proposition, and then make another proposition. So this is the pleasure of scholastics. But eventually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that up and just chanted Hare Krishna. I offer my businesses to the son of Mother Sachi. His lotus eyes are always wet with tears. Can we imagine? No, we can't really imagine. But his eyes are always wet. This song is written by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So he had personal darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's not just making it all up. Where are we now? His pleasure diversion consists of discussions and glorification of his own wonderful qualities and names. I offer my obeisances to the son of Mother Sachi. Mother Sachi, Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't write in his diary even, he didn't write even his own name, because he didn't want to be, or he didn't composed very little, because he didn't want to be, to promote himself as God, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But his disciples knew that he was. From his symptoms. His disciples means he didn't make any disciples as such, but from his symptoms, from the ecstasy that he showed, then they could understand. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, it was very interesting that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first came to Sarvabhauma's house, what happened, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Puri ahead of the companions who were with him, because he was upset with them. They were misbehaving. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went ahead and he ran into the temple. He's all the time, he's come from Bengal. He's thinking, I'm going to have darshan of Jagannath. I'm going to be united with Krishna. Jagannath resides. Krishna is there. When he ran in the temple, he ran toward the deity as if to embrace him, and then he fell down unconscious in bliss. And the guards in the temple, they actually wanted to beat him. Maybe they thought he was going to attack the deity, terrorist or something. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya happened to be in the temple at the time. At the time he was a Mayavadi. So he understood that this is some great ecstasy. And he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. And he was afraid that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't know who he was at the time. He was afraid that he had died. But by putting a cotton swab in front of his nostrils, he saw a slight movement. I thought, oh, that's good. He's still breathing. He's still alive. So he was such a great scholar that he knew not only all the Mayavad descriptions, but he understood this, the symptoms of ecstasy that this sannyasi is showing. That means that he's in a state of Mahabhav. So he knew the symptoms of bhakti, but he didn't believe in bhakti as an he thought that, well, the bhakti, anyway, they have Mahabhav and all this kind of thing, all these symptoms, hair standing on end, collapse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collapsed in ecstasy. But you think, anyway, that's bhakti. Some people do that, but that's not very high class. So he saw all the symptoms of the, and then Gopinath Acharya, who was his Sarvambhata Acharya's wife, was Gopinath Acharya's sister, so he was Shala. So Gopinath Acharya, he was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who lived in Puri also, who knew Chaitanya. They're both originally from Navadvipa, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopinath Acharya knew him. Knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So later he said, then Gopinath came and said, you're such a great scholar, you can recognize all the symptoms of Mahabhav, which is not possible in this extent for an ordinary human being, and still you don't recognize that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So his devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they recognize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because it's not possible for anyone to be so intense and so much wrapped in pure love of Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. And some symptoms are described that out of ecstasy, sometimes his all the limbs of his body, they would enter into his body. So there'd be no head, no arms, no legs. It'd all be... And sometimes out of ecstasy, the limbs would separate from the body and the arm would be hanging off and just held together by skin. So such symptoms are never, as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described, they're never seen or heard of. It's only possible for the Supreme Lord. So this is a milder symptom, that his lotus eyes are always wet with tears. His ornaments are the new and ever fresh transformations of ecstatic love that decorate his transcendental form. This poem is written by Sarvabhauma after he realized, in the beginning, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not exhibiting in the sense that he was making a show, but he actually, these symptoms were visible in his form of complete ecstasy. And Sarvabhauma, he thought, oh, he's a devotee, okay. But his heart was so hard that he had no feelings of devotion himself, even after seeing this ecstasy in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later, Sarvabhauma became a great devotee by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he composed this, Satchitanashtakam. His gait is slow and majestic. Gait is G-A-I-T, that means gamanam, or gati. The word used here is gati. Is slow and majestic. Like an elephant walks in a slow and majestic manner. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his gait is slow and majestic. Yet his dancing is a wonderful pastime of enjoyment. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would manifest different stages of consciousness. When he was in external consciousness, he would walk in a very slow and dignified way. But then when he was dancing in ecstasy, he would be completely wild. And he forgot all his reserve, and just he would dance completely wild in ecstasy. If he was with his devotees, not if non-devotees were there. Generally speaking, he wouldn't show ecstasy in front of non-devotees. I bow down before the son of Mother Sachi. So, this is some more symptoms are described, and then the punchline comes at the end in this verse. The movement of his lovely yet restless lotus feet captivates the mind. and his ankle bracelets sweeten that charming scene all the more. His face, which defeats the beauty of the moon, is very cooling and pleasant. I offer my salutations to the son of Mother Sachi. So it's all very pleasant, spiritually pleasant, to see him move, to see him walk, just to see him. The mind is captivated. Can you imagine? Just see him walking, and then he goes out of your vision, but you just can't stop thinking, oh, how he is walking. So nice. He wears a cord around his waist. That's standard. I don't know if in modern Hindus do that, but that's a normal thing. The children, they have these. Do you have that? Kati Sutra, that's called. So Krishna also, the descriptions there. Did you have that? They all have that. It's also described. Krishna has that. The children, they're given some cord around their waist. So he has that also. And carries in his hands a water pot and staff. Actually, at this time, when Savabhama saw him, his staff had already been broken by Nityananda Prabhu. So maybe a new one was made for him. Maybe not. And Savabhama describes him as this. His divine appearance is complemented by his shaved head. The sins of the wicked are annulled by the rod of chastisement that he carries. I salute the son of Mother Sachi. So the sins of the wicked are annulled by the rod of chastisement that he carries. What is that rod of chastisement? He doesn't chastise, not much. But he gets everyone to chant the holy name of Krishna. And in this way, the sins of the wicked are annulled. Or just by seeing him, if one even sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with even a slight mood of devotion, then all one's sins are finished. His ornaments are the dust on his body. He's a sannyasi. Sannyasi doesn't wear ornaments. So he will dance and chant and fall down on the ground, and then the dust on his body, that is his ornament. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his body covered in dust from dancing and falling on the floor, looks far more beautiful, majestic, and noble than any king or queen who's decorated with so many nice ornaments. His ornaments are the dust on his body, and his radiant tilak, prepared with sandalwood. The beautiful sight of his trembling reddish lips brings delight to the mind and heart. I offer my obeisances to the son of Mother Sachi. His lotus eyes defeat the color of pink lotuses. His two lotus hands are very long, reaching down almost to his knees. This is a standard description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very long arms. Ajana lambata bhujo. His two arms come down to his knees. So that is the one of the symptoms of a great personality. Very long arms. His two lotus hands are very long, reaching down almost to his knees. He appears to be a mere adolescent, dressed as he is ready to dance. I prostrate myself before the son of Mother Sachi. So the fact that he's always ready to dance makes him seem like a young boy. Generally when people get older, they don't dance much. It's more for young people. But he says, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always ready to dance, he's like a young boy. Though seems to be like an adolescent. And therefore we prostrate ourselves before the son of Mother Sachi. So Savabhama Bhattacharya is a great learned scholar, but he has composed these songs describing the form, the mood, and the characteristics of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a very beautiful. The sound, if you just listen to the sound of this, it's very beautiful. The sound is very simple Sanskrit, and very just the sound of it is very beautiful. I'm not very practiced in singing this, but all right, let's, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let's sing this and pray for his mercy that we can sing it nicely. All ready with the instruments? Ujvala varana gauravara deham vilasita niravadi bhava videham tribhuvana pavana kripaya lesham tam pranamami cha sri satchitanayam. Tam pranamami cha sri satchitanayam. Tam pranamami cha sri satchitanayam. Gadgadantara bhava vikaram dujana tarjana nada visharam. Bhavabhaya bhanjana karana karunam tam pranamami cha sri satchitanayam. Tam pranamami cha sri satchitanayam tam pranamami cha sri satchitanayam. Arunam badhara charu kapolam indu vinindita nakachaya vichu. Jyotita nija guna nama vinodam tam pranamami cha sri satchitanayam. Vigalita nayana kamala jala dharam bhushana navarasa bhavavitam. Gati Gati Yati Mantara Nitya Vilasam Tam Pranamami Cha Sri Satchitanayam. Chanchala Charu Charu Chanchala Charu Charana Gati Ruchiram Manjira Ranjita Pada Yoga Maduram. Chantra Vinindita Sheetala Vadanam Tam Pranamami Cha Sri Satchitanayam. Dhritakati-daura kamandalu dandam divya-kaleva-ra mandita-mandam. Oh, I left that out. I didn't read that. Dhritakati-daura-kamandalu-dandam Divya-kalevara-munditam Dhritakati-daura-kamandalu-dandam Tam pranamami cha sri sachitanayam Bhushana bhuraja alaka valitam kamjita bimbadara varachana Malaya javiricheta ujvala tilakam tam pranamami cha sri chachitana
Malaya javiricheta ujvala tilakam tam
pranamami cha sri chachitana Nindinta aruna kamala dala nayanam ajan vilambita subhuja yulam Kalevara Kaishonata Kavesham Tam Pranamami Cha Sri Satchitanam
Kalevara Kaishonata Kavesham
Tam Pranamami Cha Sri Satchitanam Tam Pranamami Cha Sri Satchitanam Sampanamami cha sri sachitanam Sampanamami cha sri sachitanam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Rama Rama Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Resume again in the afternoon. I'm thinking I'll read out the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Janma Leela, Adi Leela, chapter 13. I think I can read it in English and Bengali. Could you get two copies of that? Will you be busy this afternoon? Yeah. Not till this evening. And the festival for the public begins this evening. So, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day, Shri Gopurnima ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaura Premanande Hari Hari.